Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now let's jump right back into Diane's story, Finding Gilbert, A Promise Fulfilled, where I ask her what happens next after her initial visit to meet Gilbert. Does she go back? Does she take her daughter back? What happens next?
Yeah, well, in 96, 2 years after the 50th, we went back with my mother and the same daughter, Heather, and my sister and I, so four of us, and Gilbert and his wife put on this huge fete celebration in the town hall, and the mayor came, and the newspaper ran a story. It was this huge celebration for the fact that we'd been reunited. And my daughter has visited. She learned French in school, kept in touch with Gilbert, but I actually recently I've been going every year to visit. Just because Gilbert passed away, but his widow is still alive. She's 80 now. I really want to stay in touch with them.
So, Diane, when you went back and you had a chance to meet Gilbert, what did he say about his experience with your father?
Yeah, so that was one of the most moving parts for me, because I was raised with my father's stories of Gilbert, but then to hear the same stories but from a child's point of view, about riding the Jeep down to unload the big ships and going on the ship with my father, you know, the ones that were he was unloading, and how Dad, you know, kind of taught him to drive the Jeep, which I thought was funny because my father taught all four of us kids to drive and his four stepkids to drive. And and then he just would start to cry and say, you know, I remember your father holding me in his arms, his strong arms. And, you know, it was just, we both would just sit there so moved. And, but then the part that he told me that I'd never heard my father talk about was that the day that Dad was leaving, he took Gilbert onto the ship with him. He was going to bring him back to America. And the captain saw my dad with Gilbert and said, Johnson, if you're caught, I know nothing about this. Mm. And he put him on the ship and they were going to leave, but then a storm came along and delayed the ship leaving. And in the meantime, Mrs. Bisson, who was his caretaker, couldn't find Gilbert and got the gendarme, the police. And of course they went to the ship and my father had to come off with Gilbert. This is all told to me through Gilbert. You know, Gilbert was just sobbing, and Mrs. Bisson put him in an orphanage that day, I guess to punish him. And so he not only lost my father that day, but he lost the home he'd been living in with his friend Georgette, Mrs. Bisson's granddaughter. So poor Gilbert, that was terrible. But he did say that after some very rough years in an orphanage, by the time he was a teenager, there was a really lovely woman who took him under her wing. And he went to live with her, and she was very kind to him. And, you know, it gave him some good years. And then he went into the military and went to Vietnam, interestingly enough. And then, you know, made some very good friends in the military that he still had. For his funeral, which I attended in 2008, all of his military friends had an honor guard carrying his coffin. And of course, the French flag on it.
So you attended his funeral?
Yes. What happened was I was going to see him, and Huguette, his wife, called and said, "You know, he's really bad." And then she called and said, "We just lost him." And the funeral was in something like 2 days, and I moved my flight up literally that day. It was, you know, on the flight within hours from San Francisco to Paris. And then normally I stop in Paris and rest so that I'm not too jet lagged, but I just got straight on the metro to the train and straight on the train. And I literally walked into the house, you know, went to bed, and then the funeral was the next day. So I made it to the funeral, and I was in the flight, you know, that night, just listening to the big jet engines and just tears coming down my face, thinking about the story and how it was my father's story. And yet now I was a part of it, you know, and I was flying across the world to be there for Gilbert's family and for Gilbert at his funeral. So it was just a very powerful time to be there with them for that. At the funeral, they had me, I sat in the front row with the family, And then they asked me as part of the funeral service to put a photo of my father and Gilbert on the coffin from 1944. And when I stood up to do that, the whole church, all of the people from the village, all of Gilbert's family's friends were murmuring because they knew who I was. First of all, I'm very tall, like my father, and Gilbert used to call me a notre petite Américaine, our little American, which was a joke because Gilbert was quite a bit shorter than me. And so, I mean, I obviously was my father's daughter because he was also 6'2", so, and I'm 5'10". So anyway, but it was just lovely being there at the funeral with them.
Yeah, very touching. And I love the thought of the image of your placing that picture of Gilbert and your father, because it's like they were back together again.
Exactly. It was like destiny brought them back together again. And speaking of destiny, one thing I didn't mention was the night that I was at Gilbert's house, spending the night with my daughter Heather and talking late into the night, his daughter Kathy was there with her two little sons, Gilbert and Huguette's grandsons. And she wasn't that friendly to me at first. And she was a little hostile when she said, "Why didn't your father come back?" And I did not know the answer to that in English, let alone French. And I just kind of sat there for a minute. Why didn't he come back? You know, kind of like that. And I hesitated because I was trying to think, well, how do I express this in French? And what will I say? And in that gap, she suddenly took a big breath and said, "Le destin," which means destiny. And of course, if Gilbert had gone to America, she would not have been born. Her sons would not have been born. So it was a moment of thinking about how destiny is a part of our lives. And we can't always explain why things happen the way they do. And it also shifted our relationship a bit so that she was a little more accepting of me and trusting of me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a powerful moment.
Well, yeah, that gives me a little bit of a sort of goosebumps a little bit, because I sometimes say that things happen the way they're supposed to. It may not seem that way at the time when it is happening. Time gives you a chance to look back over things. You can see how things happen kind of the way they're supposed to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the most moving things for me is to realize that I was able to give that gift to Gilbert, of knowing that my father never forgot him, and some closure on the whole story. Because even Kathy saying destiny, le destin, you know, helped Gilbert see that those rough times he went through right after my father left, it was all leading him to be his, you know, a husband and a father and a grandfather, and then for me to be there with them. Mm-hmm. And I went and lived in France in 2000, which was, you know, see, I found Gilbert in 94. So 6 years later, I went and fulfilled a dream I'd always had of living in France. I called it my junior year abroad, 30 years late. And I got to spend a lot of time with them then and, you know, celebrate our birthdays together. Our birthdays are 12 years and one day apart. And Christmas, and, you know, we did a lot of just to have, pick up the phone and call them in the same time zone, in the same country. You know, we just got very close then.
Well, I just love the story of how you became so involved with the family. It is like that. You found your brother. I mean, you were finally connected with your brother brother that you had as a kid.
Yeah, he would have been my oldest brother. He was quite a few years older than my real brothers, biological brothers. And it was lovely. And I'm still very close to the family, which it just means a lot to me. And hoping that the grandchildren and the great grandchildren will keep up the connection for generations to come.
How can they find your book?
Well, if you have a local bookstore that you like, they can order it, and it's Finding Gilbert in American English, A Promise Fulfilled. It's also on Amazon, and if you have Amazon Kindle Unlimited, sorry, it's free. So, it's available, and that would be great. I'd love it if people read it. If you read it, if you'd write me a review, that always really helps us as writers to get a good review.
So, Diane, thank you so much for sharing your father's story, Gilbert's story, your story. Truly a dream fulfilled. Your father smiles, I'm sure of that. I am definitely sure of that.
Yeah, I'm grateful that I was able to be a part of this story it's one of the most moving experiences of my life that I was able to do this for my dad and Gilbert.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing it so that we can know the story.
Thanks for joining me as Diane shared her story. I hope you found it as heartwarming as I do. And if you'd like to visit Normandy, visit the website en.normandy-tourism.fr. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.